September 20, when faith is tried, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:7. When we are brought into adverse circumstances, when our natural feelings are stirred and we want to give vent to them, then our faith is tried. Then we are to manifest the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Not by one word are we to give expression to the feelings of the natural heart. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. James 3:2, the whole man. What we want is to be under the control of Jesus. We do not want our own way. I have heard some plead as an excuse for their wrong course. You know that it is my temperament, it is my disposition, transmitted to me from my parents. Yes, and they have cultivated it and educated themselves in it, and thus excused all their wrongdoing. Instead of yielding to temptation, they should lay hold upon the arm of infinite power, saying, I will come to God just as I am, and plead with Christ to give me the victory. I shall be more than conqueror through him that loved me. In order to understand how great the love of Jesus is for you, look to Calvary. You can then know something of the depth, the breadth, and the height of that love, and you can see something of the condescension of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. As step by step the Savior descended into the valley of humiliation, he did not stoop to sin, to defilement, but he stood on this atom of a world to battle with Satan and his host, and here to win for us an immortal inheritance, an inheritance which fadeth not away. When he ascended on high and led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men, he left the battle in our hands. But we are not to fight in our own strength. We should certainly fail if we attempted it. Christ is there present with the Father to bring to our help the unseen intelligences. What we need is the simplicity of faith, the meekness and humility of Christ. Then we shall trust wholly in the Lord of heaven, and he will be at our right hand to help us.